If we cannot truly experience true peace, then we cannot renew our
strength.
And because in this world, people are all after with the wealth.
所以往往会让我们无法清楚真的认识真平安的意义。It's difficult
for us to experience true peace.
那有很多人用各种方法来去寻求这个平安。And
people will seek after different means to experience true peace.
我想当中有很多都从台湾移民到美国定居。And
many of us were immigrated from Taiwan.
如果你经过那个马路或者驶过人的，你会看到很多的名字啊，在那边。In
Taiwan, if you drive on the road, you can see many people die on the road.
这一条路如果是经过那个坟冢开出来的，他们也会丢那个名字啊。Especially
if the road is going through some cemetery, and you can see a lot of.
那过桥啊，也会丢这个名字啊。And
even when they drive through bridges, they will throw out paper money.
哦，这样子还不够。
And even that was not enough.
希望平安出去，平安回来啊。
And don't want to have peace in and out.
所以会放这个平安符了，平安节了。And
they would carry many.
所以很多人用不同的方法哎。And
so different people use different ways to.
人死了还不安心，埋在这个坟墓里面。
And even when someone died and they buried them in the tomb,
所以还请一个土地公要在那边看这个坟墓啊，不要乱跑啊！你不要在这里，你不要到这里捣蛋啦。And
it would still put a little idol on top of it, so that the spirit would not come back to haunt them.
这是人的需要。And
this is the need of human.
这是人的想法方法。And
these are the ways from human thought.
真的这样就保住平安吗？
Does that truly give us peace?
我们可以从世界各个国家发生这个天灾地变、水灾啦，种种意外事，真的可以保住平安吗？
And from many countries around the world, can see there are plenty of natural disasters.
有些人呐，在家里也会被人家枪杀。And
even if we stay at home, people may get murdered.
出门会不会回来也不知道。And
when we go out, we may not come home in peace.
有办法用人的方法能够真的？ 解决平安的问题吗？
Is there a way for human beings to solve the problem of
getting peace? And
even when we're wealthy and there are other problems, and although when we do have wealth, it's easy for us to spend.
但是啊，这个忧虑也跟着来了。But
there are other troubles comes along with it.
有的人怕被人家抢。And
some people. They were to be robbed.
明明买好的进口车不敢开，结果就去坐计程车算了。And
although they have luxurious import cars, but they dare not to drive them. They would take cabs.
买那个名贵车就变成放在车库做一个装饰品，古董了。And
the luxurious car became a decoration at home.
所以人喜欢追求平安，但是对这个平安没有真的完全了解或得着了。And
people want to seek peace. But they were not able to obtain it.
去年，大概去年哦，在台湾的中正机场啊，有一架飞机啊，驶离航道，结果把在机场旁边的六栋六户这个扫平了。And
about last year, and there was a airplane crash in Taiwan airport, and the six buildings were.
结果有的人呢正在看电视啊，就这么死掉了。And
some people were just watching TV and they died right then.
在家里也不见得平安了。So
even when we stay at home,
we may not be in peace.
And even and then when we go out, we may not have peace.
很多事情到了那个时候，到都会发生的。And
something would happen anytime, any place.
像日本呢，是我们全世界研究地震科学专家最厉害的。In
Japan, they have many earthquake engineers.
结果几年前的有一次啊，在大阪却造成他们这个有研究地震啊这一方面呢，就信誉扫地。
And the last couple of years, there was a great earthquake in Japan, and all these earthquake researchers, their fame went down the drain.
一般的地震是左右摇晃。
Because most of the earthquake, the vibration was horizontal.
如果那一次的地震不但左右摇晃，还要上下震动，高速公路也坏了，高楼也坏了，什么也坏了，死了几千人呢。
But that earthquake was had also a vertical vibration, and the bridges were collapsed.
是真的，人的很多的这种努力啊，碰到一旦碰到天灾地变了、啊，真的没有保障啊，会缺乏平安呢。
Immediately, human endeavors cannot stand against the natural disasters.
我们台湾有一个民意代表，跟我们也很认识。
In Taiwan, there is a congressman.
他选上了。
And he was elected.
第一次就到这个政府的机关里面，要坐在自己的办公桌上。
And the first day he went into his office.
高兴地坐在那个大椅子大办公桌上啊，终于我选上了，对手都输了。
And he was very happy to be able to sit on this grand chair.
然后啊，哈哈哈笑了几声，哈哈哈就死掉，就死在椅子上。
And he laughed a couple of times and died right there.In his chair.
我过去不知道，真的人笑死了，就是那一件我认识的人，真的笑死了。
I didn't realize you can laugh at that, but that's really what happened.
所以人觉得好，是否真的平安不知道。
And so, even people might admire certain things, but is that true, truly admirable?
这样处事的平安，真的遇到考验的时候还能平安吗？
And when those worldly peace, when they encounter some sort of testing,
没有平安，你谈什么得力的生活？
And if you cannot have a peaceful life, you cannot have
a 你眼前看到的是软弱，看到的是痛苦，看到的是迷惑，看到的是无力感。
What you see is a weakness.
从哪里得到力量？
And how can you gain strength?
所以从这样的讲法，我们知道人的平安是有限的。
From these examples, we can see, and what the human can achieve.
人所给的制造的平安也是非常有限的。
And these peace are really limited in many ways.
但是我们从圣经里面发现。
But from the Bible, we can find.
我们从神的道理里面发现。
From God's word, we can also find.
认识这位救主耶稣。
And to know the true God,
他所赏赐的平安就不同了。
And He will all give us peace.
我们一起来看约翰福音。
And please turn to Book of John.
约翰福音的十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章的二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
我留下平安给你们。我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们的心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。耶稣知道他即将受难，成就十字架救恩的时间快到了。
And Lord Jesus knew he was going to fulfill the prophecy to be crucified on the cross.
他除了应许要赏赐保惠师圣灵给他的门徒以外，
Not only he promised the Holy Spirit and the Counselor.His disciples.
他知道这样讲他们非常恐慌。
He knew they would be troubled.
这一段时间都跟耶稣在一起生活，一起工作，一起学习这个神的真理。
If they had stayed with Jesus for years,
可以说只要有耶稣在，神迹奇事种种的工作的显明都非常清楚。
With Jesus' presence, there were many miracles.
一旦说我要离开你们。
When Jesus told them he was going, he was about to leave them.
这是门徒来讲是一个很残忍的事实。
And to the disciples, it was truly a cruel.
耶稣告诉他们
，Reality.
你们跟我一样是属耶稣基督，不属这世界的。
You belong to Jesus. You don't belong to this world.
虽然我暂时离开你们，但是我要赏赐宝贵的圣灵，永远跟你们同在。
Although I may leave you temporarily, but I will give you the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to be with you.Forever.
就在这个节骨眼，耶稣就特别告诉他们。
And also, Jesus told them,
我留下平安给你们。
And peace I leave with you.
赐给你们。
my peace I give you.
我所赐的不像世人所给的,
I do not give you as the world gives.
世人所追求的平安是短暂的, 是经不起打击的,
the worldly peace are really, really temporary.
是有限度的, 没有办法真正让人感受到那有生命见证的平安。And
they are limited, they are not true peace.
所以耶稣说,我给的平安叫你们心里不忧愁,不胆怯。
So Jesus told them, and these, the peace I gave you will not be troubled, and not to be afraid. So they can withstand a different test.
所以耶稣这样说,
so Jesus told them.
他真的非常体系, 带着肉体软弱的我们呢,
and Jesus can truly understand what we feel.
他说,世上虽有苦难,
although in this world you have trouble.
但是你们可以放心,在我里面有真正的平安。
But in me, you can find peace.
你们可以放心。
You can find peace.
跟随他的人可以放心。
And you can find peace if you follow Jesus.
因为在他里面有真正的平安。
Because in Jesus, we have true.
所以这样看来, 从神来的平安才是真正的平安。
So peace from God is the true peace.
所以这个感受是不同的。
It is very different.
那既然有这么样的肯定，这么样的美好，我们要怎么做才能得呢？
So how can we, or what should we do so we can achieve the true peace?
意思也就是说，要怎么做才能够得享真正的平安？
And what should we do so we can receive the true peace?
以下我们就很诚恳地提出圣经的方法，跟大家做互相勉励。
From the Bible, I will come up with several points for our mutual.
如果离开这些方法, 你就得享不到真正的平安。
We leave these methods, we may not seek, receive the
peace. 不是神所赏赐的平安。
Those are not the peace from God.
我们一起来看约伯记。
Please turn to the book of Job.
约伯记的22章。
Book of Job, chapter 22.
22章的21节。
Verse 21.
22章21节。
Chapter
22,
verse
21.
Here it clearly he tells us
他说要认识神啊,
and submit to God.
认识神就得到平安跟福气啊,
and be at peace, and then you will receive peace and prosperity.
如果不,换句话说,不认识神,平安福气就没有了。
And if you don't know God, you will not have peace. In prosperity.
今天有太多的人心中没有神。
And there are many people, they don't have God in their heart.
你跟他谈啊,你,他说耶稣是谁,我不知道。
And if you talk to them about Jesus, they don't know who Jesus is.
哎,我曾经听到一个信徒这样跟我讲。
And one believer told me,
说他跟他的朋友讲啊,有时间啊,到真实教会来,来信我们教会很好啊。
And he told his friend, and that you should come to True Jesus Church, it's good to know Jesus.
结果他的朋友就问他,
and, but his friend asked
him, 你说你信什么教会?
Which church again?
他的这个,就我们这个信徒就说,我信真耶稣教会啊。
I'm a member of True Jesus Church.
后来他朋友怎么回答?
What was the answer?
哦,这样啊,那我是信睡觉。
Oh, I believe in the Chinese pun for
睡觉,
the religion of sleeping.
Sleeping. 我信 sleeping, 睡觉啊。
My religion is sleeping.
哇,我们这个信徒就摇摇头, 哇,我认真跟他讲, 他给我这样玩。
So the believer was, the believer was confounded because he was trying to preach the gospel.
认识神很重要哎。
So it is important to know God.
现在有很多人不知道怎么样去追求这世界, 一直不认识神, 所以他没有平安的福气哎。
So many of the people in this world, they seek true peace in the world, but they wouldn't find it.
他虽然在世界可以多得什么,
they may gain a lot in the world,
但是他在神这边非常非常缺乏,
but they would gain nothing from God.
他用人的力量去制造他所认为的平安福气,
with human power, they try to achieve peace.
但是他所认为的这种, 当他遇到患难, 当他离开这世上,
But when they leave the world, all their possession can do nothing for them.
So
the Lord Jesus spoke clearly.
谁赚得这全世界,丧失了生命,
if we can gain the whole world, but you lose our lives,
耶稣就是要提醒，要追求在他里面的真正的宝贝，真的平安。
And Jesus was trying to remind us that we should seek after the true treasure.
真的认识神的。
That is to know God.
就算他遭受到逼迫、痛苦、患难、种种的考验。
And for those who truly know God, even if they go through trials,
他心中还是很平安。
And they still have peace in their mind.
为什么？
Why is that?
他知道这世界是短暂。
Because they knew these are temporary.
他知道他要追求是从神来永远真正的平安的。
But they, what they seek after is truly the long-lasting peace
from God. 那种体验、那种观念呢，真的会带领人活出不同的生命生活的价值观。
Those experiences will help us to live a life which is very different from the world.
有一次我去访问一个三十几岁的姐妹在医院。
I once paid a visit to a sister in the hospital. She was about 30 years old.
我带了一位执事、两个护士，还有几位信徒。
And I went there with a couple of deacons and board members.
我们去看她，因为听说啊，她生命不长了。
We heard that she had very little time left.
患有癌症。
And she had cancer.
所以我们特别去看她。
So we went to visit her.
我们大家都带着诚恳爱心要去勉励她、安慰她。
And with love, we went there to visit her.
结果一到那边相反呢。
But when we arrived, contrary to what we hoped for,
已经没有力量，但是她的微笑、她的讲话，那么样的看起来不像生病哎。
And although she was weak, but her smile and her speech was very different.
真的是认识神的一个姐妹。
She was truly someone that truly knew God.
不认识神的人，一旦遇到意外生病了，哇，埋怨神呐、啊。说哪一个信徒不好，说哪一个负责人不好，一大堆的话都跑出来了。
For those who didn't know God, they would complain about four members and complain about God.
他不知道怎么去认识神，得到那个平安无尽。
They didn't know how to receive true peace.
有些人眼前就看在肉体，但是他没有看到那未来这个属灵的、这个属神的国的这种真正的平安是在怎么样去改变他的思想观念、生活动作。
Some will focus on their worldly life today instead of focusing on the everlasting life in God.
结果他怎么讲啊？
And what, do you know how she answered us?
田传道。
Preacher 田。
哎，感谢主了。
Praise the Lord.
神让我这个我患到这种病。
That I have this cancer.
传道，你知道吗？
Do you know?
我的胃没有啦。
I don't have a stomach.
笑着讲的，跟我进来。
And with a smiling face, she told me, I don't have a stomach.
肠子直接接上面那个食道。
The intestine directly went up to my.
我笑了一跳，你胃没有，她患胃癌啊，癌细胞整个全身都已经扩散。
And her cancer cells spread around.
开刀拿掉了。
The whole body, and they took away the whole entire stomach.
我愣了一下。
I was stunned.
她怎么不哭啊？
Why she wasn't crying?
癌症末期最痛苦的时候，
and the last days of cancer,
最会呻吟哀嚎的时候，
the most painful period.
哇，她没有哭呢。
She wasn't crying.
很快乐呢。
And she was joyful.
她还说感谢主呢。
And she even praised the Lord.
我旁边那个执事已经掉眼泪呢。
And the deacon beside me was shedding tears.
有些人在这种患难中啊，他真的认识神，得到心灵的平安。
Some people in trials, they had a hope of eternal life.
真的是了不起的一个平凡中的一个姐妹。
And it was truly a great sister.
好伟大。
Among the ordinary.
如果换作我们得到这样的事情，我们怎么办？
If it were our turn, how should we behave?
会笑着说感谢主。
Will we smile and say praise the Lord?
她有三个小孩。
And she had three children.
她能够知道自己要死了。却能够很平静安稳的有这种平安的见证来面对他的生活，面对他要去的地方。
She knew she was about to die, but she can still have peace to face her death.
这是哪里来的力量？
Where the strength came from?
这就是认识神来得到的力量。
The strength came from knowing the Lord.
太不简单了。
It is unusual.
我们现在人家一句话就把我们打到洞里面去，不来教会了。
But for us, even a couple of words from others,
一点点的事情就阻碍了我们去做好努力学习认识神的工作。
A few words from others will ruin our work for the Lord.
哇，比起这个姐妹，真的我们发现她 真的很坚强。
And comparing this with the sister, she was truly strong.
后来她见了见证。
And later she testified.
天使来找她。
An angel came to visit her.
什么时候要接她回去。
And told her when she was going to be received into the Lord.
天使让她看到这个天国的荣耀。
And she saw the vision of the glorious heaven.
她那场婚礼，那个丧礼啊。
During her funeral service, we can feel the
abundance of God. And
she was going home to meet
the bridegroom. And
our relationship with God is like bride and
bridegroom.
And also it's like
a friend. And
also like a master
and servant.
And so she told her,
天传道我正讲可以吗？我要 回去荣耀的天国，要到新郎那边见我的先生。
Can I say this, that I'm about to die, but I'm going home to meet my bridegroom?
我真的吓一跳。
And I was surprised.
因为我们看到一般软弱的、有患难的，那个真的讲的批评的话、埋怨的话，什么种种一大堆的了。
Because in my experience, for weaker believers, they would
have plenty of complaints. 还没真正的认识神，所以他没办法体会平安的见证的生命。
Because they don't truly know God, so they could not experience the true peace.
要多想真正的平安，不管顺境逆境都好啊，一定要认识神到底。
So in order for us to experience true peace, whether it's in trials or in good times.
我们再来谈第二个方法。
And there's a second.
请看哈该书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书第二章。 中文圣经在1108页
Haggai chapter 2
哈该书第二章
Haggai chapter 2
第二章的第九节
Verse
9 第九节这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀在这地方我必是平安这是万军之耶和华说的在这里这样讲啊
Here it was recorded
说神要在神的圣殿呢是大平安
Our grand peace in my temple.
在神的圣殿,
In God's temple, he will grant peace.
这神的应许呢?
And this is God's promise.
神要在神的圣殿应许将大平安给他的子民呢?
And God promised he will grant peace in his holy temple.
给他要寻求他的人呢?
And to those who seek him.
说起来神的殿就是要成为万民祷告的殿了。
And his holy temple is where the throne will be praising him.
以赛亚先知在56章里面也这样讲啊。
And Isaiah prophesied in chapter 56.
神的圣殿要称为万民祷告的殿，就是服事的殿。
And his temple will be the place for worship.
那耶稣他也是这样印证哎。
And Jesus also fulfilled this.
他看到这个很多人啊，在圣殿当中做生意啦、买卖啦、不是。 污秽圣殿的气得不得了
And when Jesus saw there were people doing business in the holy temple and he was angry
他说我的殿你们不知道吗
在旧约的律法上这样说呢 in the book of the in Old Testament law
不是要成为贼欧而是要成为祷告的殿呢
This is not a den of thieves it is a temple of prayers
观念很重要
It is very important
所以第二个方法就是要进入有神同在的教会
So this is the second point that we need to enter His holy temple, His church
有神同在我们祷告我们服事神才听会赏赐平安给我们了
Where we have God's abidance so when we pray He truly listens to us
保罗面对哥罗西教会这样讲啊
Paul told the church of Colossae
教会是耶稣基督的身体
And church is the body of the Christ
我们也看到耶稣在 在世传福音的时候
when Jesus preached
常常在圣殿里面医治很多软弱的人
and he healed many sick people
医治患有各样疾病的人
and people with different illness
所以这一点告诉我们
and this also tells us
一个懂得常常亲近神的殿的人神的平安就常常会临到他
If we approach God's holy temple, we will receive true peace from God.
我们来看一下雅各书。
Please turn to James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四章的第八节。
8.
第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。我们念到这里啊。 这里说你们亲近神，神就亲近你。
Here says, come near to God, and he will come near to you.
那我们亲近神的殿，神就在他的殿中所有的应许就赏赐给我们了。
We come near to his holy temple, and he will grant us his
blessings. 哈该先知这样讲啊。
So the prophet Haggai stated,
神与他的教会同在。
God abided with his holy temple, his church.
因为这种教会必须要有真理、有圣灵同在的教会才是属他的教会。
His church must have truth and also the Holy Spirit.
他就会将平安赐给他们。
And he will grant them peace.
有一次就是今年年初。
And about the beginning of this year,
我在桃园市区啊，去访问到一个已经二十几年没有来教会的一部信徒。
I visited a couple of believers. They haven't come to church for about 20 years.
都会去桃园市啊，中正机场也在那边呢，是一个很发达的一个都市。
Near the International Airport is a prosperous city.
国际这个航空啊，航运呢，都在那个地方啊。
It is the center of international traffic.
结果我访问到了这一户信徒。
But these couple I have visited.
应该信主耶稣有平安的生活。
They should have a peaceful life.
但是他们却没有。
But they did not.
我一到门口，
When I reached their door,
闻到那个家里里面客厅的味道，好难闻的。
I smell some odor.
什么味道都有。
And there are all kinds of smells.
后来站在门口啊，我跟那几个信徒一起去啊，就问啊，有人在家吗？
So with a couple other people visiting, we asked, is anyone home?
哇，后来有一个。 太太就姐妹出来了。
And the sister came out.
我以为是五十几岁啊。
I thought she was about 50 years old.
原来还小五岁。And
actually she was younger than I.
她生生就年纪比我大。And
her husband was a bit older than I.
我一到这个里面。When
I entered their house.
她很客气。And
they were very courteous.
她就跟我们说，请坐，请坐。And
receiving us into their house.
我怎么坐没有椅子呢？
But I don't see any chair to sit down.
只有两张。
There were only two chairs.
一张放东西，一张可以坐。
And one chair had a lot of
我看到有很多坏掉的椅子都在那个门的旁边呢。
There are lots of other broken chairs near the door.
椅子这么用力坐到坏也不简单。
It's difficult to ruin chairs.
刚好跟我去还有两个长辈啊。
And there were two other elders.
一个60多，一个70多。
And one is 60 years old, the other one is
我当然不好意思，年轻人有一个位置，我先坐哪里好意思？
So I dare not to sit down first.
我请那个长辈，哎，你们先坐。
So I asked the elder to sit down.
他们知道我的个性，我这样讲，我就是不会坐了，所以他们就马上去坐了。
So they knew that I would not sit down. So and then
一个是准备要拿掉东西，还没坐。
And one person was trying to remove something from the chair, so he can sit down. The other one sat down first.
哇，不坐还好，一坐就啪倒下去了。
The one sat down first, the chair broke afterwards.
哇，我很不好意思，变成以为好像我害怕的，我也不知道那个椅子啊。
I was embarrassed as if I sabotaged him.
我马上过去就把他扶啊，他跟我说没关系，没关系。
I was going to help him up, but he said it's all right.
但是我看他走路好像有点歪一点。
But from the way he walked, it looks like he was
hurt. 但是那个时候没有办法笑啊。
But we couldn't laugh at all.
因为这个姐妹的家里真的太贫穷了。
And they were very poor, but the sisters are very poor.
看起来很可怜。
And they were truly pitiful.
后来她看到那个长辈跌倒，她不好意思，又马上说，我去端那个水给你们喝。
And she saw somebody fell down, and she went in to get some drinks for us.
他去端水，我去看那个洗碗槽，很多碗都没有洗在那边呢，不知道几天了。
I saw in the kitchen, and there are lots of dishes around.
他说不大容易找到碗呢。So
it was difficult for her to find a bowl.
后来勉强拿几个。And
finally she found a couple.
哇，这么厉害，那个碗是瓷器做的，但是很多缺口呢。And
although those were china bowl, but there are lots of it's broken.
如果他信仰好，我就会问了为什么这样。
And her faith was good, and I would ask her what happened.
但是我一看，知道是怎么样。
But I knew what might have happened.
对，尤其那个门啊，桌子啦，橱柜啦，都有一个洞，一个洞。 说怎么造成的？为什么都是那种，那画中也不是这样画。
And on the hole, on the wall, and then on the door, there are many holes.
原来这一段时间呢，二十几年没有来啊。他的先生信主，离开教会二十几年没有来啊，都是喝酒过日，夫妻打架，很多武器啊，所以家里变得好空空荡荡的。
And during these past 20 years, and they didn't come to the church, the husband became alcoholic, and then they fight all the time with many weapons around the house. How can you see such a couple living in the city? Where is your husband? I asked. And she told me inside. And she started to cry. And my husband's dying. And he has tuberculosis and also cancer.
不到一个月要死了。
He can live no more than a month.
我听了也是蛮难过的。
And when I heard that, I felt sad.
就算我们有很多的钱，你给他一亿美金，也会把癌症弄好吗？弄不好啊。
Even I have plenty of wealth, but it will not heal his cancer.
失去了平安，又这么可怜。
When you lose peace,
就是因为不来亲近神的教会，所以才会有那么多不平安的事情。
Because they did not come near to God's temple, and they had all these kind of problems.
我就进去看他。So
I went in to visit.
原来他们只有一个客厅，我刚刚我讲的那个样子，可能在那种地方吃饭不容易，吃不下去了。
And they had it's difficult for them to have meal in the living room like that. And they have only one bedroom.
那个地板就随便就躺着睡，铺这个毛毯啊什么就睡的。And
they would just sleep on the floor.
哇，真的很简陋。And
very poor family.
我一进到里面了，原来灯泡坏了。And
the lamp also was broken. The light bulb.
我要这么详细看呢。So
I had to squint my eye.
啊，原来在旁边墙角有五个孩子在那边眼睛亮亮的。 就看是什么，原来是五个小孩在那边呢。And
then I saw five pairs of eyes, and it turned out there are five children.
最小的
corner,
最小的三岁。
The youngest one is only 3 years old.
最大的十几岁，国小大概五六年级。And
the oldest one is about junior high.
我这样子连续这样生了五个，不简单了。So
they continually had five children.
后来我才看到那个弟兄啊，就躺在墙角那一边。
And the brother was laying on the floor.
没有办法讲话,
and he couldn't speak.
也不能吃东西,
he couldn't eat.
他很痛苦,
and very painful.
所以他太太不想上班,而且孩子也没有读书也无所谓啊,这个消沉呢。
So the sister didn't want to go to work, and the children did not go to school.
而且这个弟兄的名字叫什么名字呢?
You know the name of this
他姓陈,
brother?
平安,
and his name in Chinese was that
名字是平安, 结果姓陈, 离开主没有平安的生活, 真的看起来这个很奇怪, 很讽刺。
And it was ironic that his name was Peace, but he did not have peace after he left the church.
我跟他讲话, 他不能讲话。
And when I was talking to him, he was not able to answer.
他告诉我他发高烧。
And his wife told me he had a high
fever. 我将一摸他的头啊, 哇, 真的发高烧, 像这种的, 肺结核癌症末期很容易变成急性变化，稍微，人有时候来不及到医院急救就会死了。
During the last stage of the cancer, the situation can deteriorate that they can die anytime.
医生不要他，走了好几家大医院，长庚也去，台大也去。
And no hospital would receive him.
等死。
And he was waiting to die.
既然医生没办法。
And now the doctor had no way to help him.
我们很诚心的就要祷告神了。
So we we wanted to help him by praying.
后来我们一起祷告,
so we prayed together.
对,主的名字按在他的头上了。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I lay hands on him.
哇,感谢主,他虽然没有出生,但是我们感觉到他整个身体有震动,而且冒了很多汗。
And praise the Lord, although he was not able to move, but he vibrated and had a lot of...
我们祷告完,我们在祷告前就告诉他,你得回来教会,不然哦,将来你怎么见主的面呢?
And before we pray, we told him, you must come back to the church. Otherwise, how can you face God?
他没有办法起来呢。
He wasn't able to get up.
这是很可怜的,都要太太帮忙呢。
So after the prayer, we left.
隔天, 看到他们来教会,
the next day, they came to the church.
教会在四楼,
and the church was on the fourth floor.
他从一楼上来是一个年轻人, 背他上来一个年轻弟兄啊,
a young brother carried him from the first floor.
这个信徒啊, 真的很感谢, 感谢神啊, 安慰不是神人呢。
Praise the Lord that his brother was able to serve.
他还是不能走路呢。
And he wasn't able to walk.
背到会堂里面。
And he was carried to the church.
我一看到, 哇, 感谢主啊, 这一步来了。
Now this is the first step. He came back to the church.
我聚会完了,
and after the service,
太太就告诉我,
the wife told me,
说我的先生那一天祷告完的时候, 他有两个感受。
And after you prayed for us, my husband had two.
第一个感受就是热一下子就退了，不发烧了。
And the first one is the fever was gone.
第二个感受就是他的这个气管的这里不能呼吸啊, 刚好我们来的时候就停在那边, 难怪我看到嘴巴一直转, 我以为是什么, 原来他的气被哽住了。
And the second thing was he wasn't able to breathe.
差一点断气啊,
and he could have died right
就在祷告当中啊,
there.
砰啊,
but when we were praying, and he was able to breathe again,
呼吸就没有那么困难了。
And the breathing wasn't as difficult.
他说已经很久没有这样真的把吸气直接吸到肺里面，都是在这个地方转转转，一点点进去，很难受了。
He told us he hadn't had a deep breath for a long time.
他真的感谢主嘞。
So praise the Lord.
哇，弟兄姐妹看到，我们都关心为他们代祷，教会也都代祷。
And all the brothers and sisters, they really care for him.
哇，慢慢的哦，你看爬楼梯啊，不是坐电梯嘞。
And it was going upstairs. It wasn't taking an
elevator. 我们这个教会啊，不算爬楼梯啊，就走几阶，就到会堂了。
And here we don't need to climb. It's only a couple steps.
后来自己可以慢慢爬楼梯了。
Later on, this brother was able to climb up
stairs. 每走一个楼梯，他就要站那个5分钟，一直这样的。
A few steps, and he would stop to take a break.
后来过了2个月。
And after 2 months.
我有一次啊，再到他的家里去访问了。
I went to visit him again.
哎，孩子在家里。
And the children were also at home.
我说爸爸妈妈呢？
And where are your parents?
上班啊。
They went to work now.
妈妈上班，我相信啊。
I believe the mother went to work.
你的爸爸啊。
But I said no. I was asking.
爸爸上班啊。
They told me yes, my father.
真的上班了嘞。
It's true.
夜宣布要死亡，全身癌症的人啊，会觉得很默契啊。 黑黑的，上班了。
On the last stage of cancer, now he's working.
哇，看到他的病好，而且可以上班，完全不一样的那个面皮啊，眼神啊，嚯，还会戴小保护，你看不出来他已经是这种人了。
Now he's fully recovered and he can run a little bit.
哇，他还跟我讲，传道冰箱里面有那个小鸟跟果子狸啊，我爸爸去打的呢，6个晚上。
And he told me in the refrigerator there's some games. And those are
what my father
hunted.
满心感谢主。
And really praise the Lord.
他真的是慢慢好的，是一直来会堂，下雨也来，而且还要走四楼，你看看。
And the reason he gradually recovered was he consistently came back to church.
真的是在神,
even during rainy days.
真的是在神的教会中，四大平安给这样的人。
It's really in God's holy temple, God granted them peace.
哇，这件事情传到他的母会啊，在山上啊，大家都信徒几乎不同时间下来去看啊，哪有可能？我们都在等死呢，有什么事要办呢
？And many of the other believers in the church he came from all went to visit him because they thought he was dying.
亲戚朋友看到家里没有，就跑到上班的地方去看，哎，真的在上班呢。
And they couldn't find him at home, so they went to the place he worked.
神的道理啊。They
found him there.
真的神的应许，我们要深深相信，不容怀疑的。
So God's promise, we should believe deeply.
真的感谢主呢。
Praise the Lord.
这个时候才是名副其实的得到平安的生活，因为他的名字叫陈平安呢。
Now he truly has a peaceful life as his name is.
哇，讲话很大声啊。
And now he can speak loudly.
对，他也参加访问组，到处做他的见证。
And he also visited other people and testified.
哇，力量很大哎。
And now he has more strength.
不但这样，他还会带人来信主呢。
He also bring friends to the church.
很多人知道他病了很多年。
And many people knew that he was sick for many years.
请了很多博士级的医生，最后一个月以后死亡，准备吧，准备吧。
And many of the physicians were sure that he would die in a couple of months.
但是来到神的殿中啊，真的神造到了应许，给他平安的生活。
But once he came back to God's temple, and God granted him peace, and he was recovered. Praise the Lord.
这个才是真正得享真平安的人。This
is to experience the true peace.
我们身体很健康，在这个时候教会再聚会，我们在哪里？
Now, even we have a healthy body, when the church is working,
where are we?
When other people are doing holy work, where are we?
大家忙着要努力得救的时候，我们在哪里？
When other people are pursuing after their eternal life, where are we?
如果我们不在其中，
if we're not among them,
那我们就不是一个很会真正得享真平安的人。
Then we're not among those who truly know who knows how to experience true peace.
神的智慧啊，真的充满宇宙万物。
And God's wisdom fills the universe.
你这么一点点的领受也是他给的。
Even a little bit of what we have was from him.
他要赏赐，他要收取，很容易。
And what he gives is easy for him to take away.
聪明的话就是要努力，真的要常常在他的 保守之下得享真平安的。
And if we are wise, we should remain in his holy temple.
所以我们最后再来看诗篇119篇。
Please turn to Psalms.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
119篇的165节。
Verse 165.
165节
Verse 165.
爱你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。 在这里告诉我们，
Here it tells us,
喜爱神的话的人有大平安。
Great peace have they who love your law.
所以要真正得享真正的平安，就是要学习明白神的话。
To experience great peace, we need to study His word.
为什么我们缺乏平安？
Why we lack peace?
就是因为你离开了神的道理了。
Because we're away from His truth.
所以你用愁苦加增，让自己的生活缺乏了神的看顾。
So we have many troubles in our life because we're away from His care.
同样的，一个喜欢明白神的话的人，一样也会遭受到一些操练。
But on the other hand, people who love God's word were also going through some trials.
但是他接受这些苦楚患难的时候，他心中还是有平安，因为他明白神的道理。 都有神的美意。
But for them, they go through trials, they will still have peace in their heart because
they understand from God's word. And
so Jesus said, this Bible testifies for me.
真理真的会叫人长大成人，成熟稳重。
The truth will help us to grow and become mature.
我们明白真理。
And for us to know the truth,
我们就不容易做错啊。
Then it was difficult for us to make mistakes.
不容易受迷惑啊,
and we will not be confused.
因为神给我们分别是会善恶的能力呢,
because God gave us wisdom to discern what is the right from wrong.
没有做错，没有受迷惑。 如果我们没有做错事,
if we don't do any wrong,
我们也没有受迷惑,
and we're not confused.
我们自然就活得心安理得，得到真正的平安所来的自由的生活了。Then
we can experience true peace and a true freedom.
这个时候的我们就不会被罪给捆绑了。We
will not be bound by sin.
走到哪里啊，心中对神都对得起的。And
wherever we go, we have confidence.
不是嘴巴说我对得起神，我对得起神，不是哦。
It's not interesting.
真理的亮光来帮助我们明白，哎，感谢主，我们做得对。
But it's because the light of the truth that helps us to realize we are doing the right thing.
So
in the Proverbs, if we can obey God's law,
就是喜爱明白遵守神的话,
and to know His word,
会有什么好处啊?
And what are the benefits?
我们看一下箴言第一章,
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言第一章,
Proverbs chapter 1.
1章的33节,
verse 33.
唯有听从我的，必安然居住，得享安静，不怕灾祸。在这里讲啊，一个懂得明白、喜爱神的话的人呐、啊、
Whoever listens to God's truth,
他真的会得着那真正的大平安啊,
they will live in safety and great peace.
这里记载说会安然居住,
and here it says, while living in safety,
人家住的有鬼的地方, 甚至有什么天灾地变, 他住得很平安,
and for other people, they may have natural disasters, but for
these
people, they will have safety. Some believer told me some testimony.
他说传道我们最喜欢买那个人家认为啊最忌讳的房子甚至换鬼的房子好便宜哦。
Preacher, would you like to buy houses that are haunted because it's a lot cheaper?
尤其这个家有人死了, 人家你卖也卖不出去, 别人要买也怕怕。
Especially with the house that somebody had died in there.
所以我们信徒啊, 都去买。
And our believers would like to buy those
不怕嘛,
houses. Because there is nothing for us to fear. Because we have God's word in our heart.
安然居住啊,
and we can live in peace.
去每次我去访问啊, 尤其有些大楼没有电梯啊, 几乎信徒在四楼的很多了。
And a lot of believers live in the, on the fourth floor because in Chinese,
有信心啊,
that means the floor of death.
安然居住啊,
but these believers, they have the confidence to live in safety.
没有神的道理, 你住在平房一楼, 你还是怕怕啊。
And without the God's truth, even if you live on the ground floor, you will still fear.
再来说, 得享安静,
and be at ease.
这种安静是神给的,
this be at ease is from God as well.
不是人说要追求就有的,
we cannot pursue them. This is
我们明白遵守他的话就得到这个好处了,得享安静。
If we understand his truth, and we're well living peace,
再来经得起各种环境的操练,
and also we can going through different trials,
就是不怕任何灾祸,
and trainings, and we'll fear, have no fear of any harm.
所以喜爱明白神的话, 就会有这样的体验了。
If we love God's word, we will experience these things.
有一次早祷会啊, 我从5点半祷告到6点半,
There was a early morning prayer session from 5:30 to 6:30, and it's quite early in Taiwan.
不管大家住在哪里啊, 在都市哦, 因为到教会来参加早祷会啊,
wherever they live, they will come to the church to
participate. 而且大家不练床啊, 有的练床啊, 弄到这个八九点才起来刷牙洗脸就是的。
They don't love the bed, so they don't get up until 8 o'clock.
我们早祷会还100多个人参加。
In our morning prayer session, we have about 100 believers.
在都市推行不容易啊, 但是感谢主, 大家有心啊。
It is difficult to have such prayer sessions in the morning, especially in the city.
祷告到6点半结束。
And the prayer session lasted for an hour.
祷告到6点半结束。
And ended at 6:30.
我祷告完了，就刚好有电话来了。And
I received a phone call.
有一个家庭啊，打电话来说，天主教你赶快来了，我们不行了。And
family called me to their house. They had some trouble.
我一大早就接到这种电话，什么不行了？And
I wonder what's going on so early in the morning.
哎，后来有几个就跟我一起过去。And
a couple of believers went with me.
我们赶到一个大楼啊，一个很现代化的大楼啊。
We went to a high-rise building.
哎，希望里面什么都有的那一种啊，很好的。
And is well equipped.
他们住在五楼。
And they live on the fifth floor.
后来我们就按门铃，我们就上电梯就到五楼了。
And we went up to the elevator to the fifth floor.
哇，一打开这个门就开了。And
as the door opened.
哇，看到一个原来一个青年犯邪。
A young man was deeply possessed by demons.
他家里的人啊, 将近10个帮他祷告, 没有办法祷告的。
They have about 10 people in their house pray for him.
哦, 他身上有两只鬼。
This young man had 2 demons.
他在那边一直发作啊。
And he was demon possessed.
他在家里帮他祷告, 越祷告, 那个鬼的力量越大, 结果他们整个 家里的人都趴在地上像酒醉一样这样，怎么祷告祷告都这样啊？
The whole family prayed for them, but the more they prayed, the more trouble they get into.
这个鬼太强了。And
the demon was much more powerful.
他拿东西摔了，还要想打人啊，这个一直乱跑乱跳啊。And
the brother was jumping around and throwing things.
这个青年弟兄身高175公分啊。
This brother was about 5 feet 10.
这个真的是看那个样子啊，他的这个呼吸好重啊。
And he was breathing heavily.
那看到我来了。
When he saw me.
我站在门口，他很大声说：“田川道，你不要来，你不要来，我怕你，我怕你，你不要来。”
And he cried to me, said, "Preacher Chen, Chen, don't come near me. I fear for you."
信徒在这个门外面呢，还不肯进来。
And other believers came with me. They're not.
看了一分钟，我就知道，哎，大概属于什么鬼了。
I stand there and stood there for about one minute.
还要跟他摔跤，还跟他打，结果被他丢到窗外的，也有这种啊。
If you don't realize what kind of demons are, you may not face them.
那个放鬼的力量特别大。
And when someone's possessed by demons, they're very powerful. Those are not their own strength.
鬼在里面工作。
It's the strength of the demon.
后来我就一直瞪着他。
So I stared at him.
他就跑到这个房间里面。
He ran into the bedroom.
我就走到房间里面。
So I followed him.
他体格那么大，这个篮球选手。
He was tall and a basketball player.
相当好啊，身材啊， 我打回去可以打一， 给他打101分的， 太漂亮了，身材。
He has a good figure.
我就真的可以做模特儿了，那个弟兄。
He has a figure of a model.
这么高的人啊， 他一下子钻进那个小小的桌子里面都没有碰到啊。
And such a tall figure, he went down into a desk and
wasn't hurt at all.
So I stood before him.
天传道，你不要来，你不要来。
He kept saying, "Preacher Tian, away
from me." 又跑到衣橱里面塑胶的，然后躲到里面，把它自己关起来了。
And he went into the storage, also closed the door.
我就站在衣橱前面。
So I stood before him.
我一直都没有讲话哦。
In front of it.
我就这样看啊。
I have not said anything. 又打开衣橱，跑出来了。 And he came out again.
跑到浴室要躲在那个浴缸里面，我又站到那个浴室门口了。
He went to the bathroom. I followed him.
最后跑到他自己的房间。
And finally, he went back to his own room.
你看那个鬼多强啊！他的家里七八个帮他祷告，鬼都赶不出去。
For 7 or 8 people praying for him, the demons.
那在那边，他一直这样跑来跑去，后来跑到房间，他的家里才一个一个站起来。
As he went back into the room, there was a family.
被一个很重的鬼压下去的。
The family finally was able to
头晕晕的,
stood up, and they were all in the
hall quite dizzy. 到了房间了,
and I followed into the room.
你坐下,
sit down.
他就坐在床头上,
and they sit on the bed.
后面就说明跟他讲话,
in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
你为什么会这样?
What happened to you?
他才讲哎,
then he told me.
本来刚开始不讲了，那个鬼又 教他说：“你赶快祷告，你赶快祷告，那天传道就不会管了。”
And initially, the demon was trying to pull him, said, "Just pray," and then the preacher Tian will leave.
我那个鬼在他身上，他眼睛开开，里面走路，那个不是灵眼呐，我一听就知道了。
And then there was demon in him, so he wasn't praying in the spirit, Holy Spirit at all.
所以就告诉他你坐好。So
I told him, "Sit."
真的坐好了。
And so he sat down.
哎，这个鬼就安静了。
And the demon quieted down.
他就告诉我,
then this brother told me.
他暂时清醒耶,
and he was unconscious temporarily.
我说为什么会这样?
I asked him again, what happened?
到底做了什么事,
what did you do?
留给魔鬼地步呢?
Did you leave room for Satan?
如果心中有神的道理不是这样啊?
If you have God's word in your heart, it shouldn't
他就讲,
happen. Then he told me.
他念高中啊,
and he's in high school.
他要毕业了。
And he's about to graduate.
同学之间所谈的都是看那个黄色录音带啦，或者跟你朋友上床的事啊，都讲给他听。
And among his peers, all their speech were very.
刚开始他不想听。
And he didn't want to listen at first.
那结果听到了放在心里，放了几天呢。
And he didn't want to listen, but then afterward, the word still went into his heart. And then later on, he started to ask questions.
怎么样了？有没有新的消息？
He started asking more
哇,
about those topics. And then that's when Satan came in. And the night before, he wasn't able to sleep.
读书祷告满脑子都是想那个不好的事，不圣洁的。
And whatever he did, and all these filth came into his mind.
这样的事情怎么可以放在心里呢？
How can you leave all these filth in your mind?
魔鬼知道你贪色。
And Satan knows.
不但这样，还带一个暴力鬼，一直进了两只在身上。
And not only saw two demons there, another one was a violent demon.
这个有办法用人的方法改变吗？
Can you change with the human power?
没有办法。
There's no way.
后来我知道。
Then I realized.
你悔改啊。
Then I said, you must repent.
现在为你祷告。
Now we're going to pray for you.
如果你不悔改啊，你没有彻底的悔改。
Completely.
还有没有隐藏的事？如果有藏一点，魔鬼还是从那边出入的。
Anything else you're hidden from me?
他说没有了，我已经都讲清楚了。
He said, no.
我真的要悔改了。
I'm going to repent.
连一点都不藏在里面了。
There's nothing hidden.
他谢谢，他真的很诚实。
And praise the Lord, he was honest. 我们
正祷告。
So we pray.
一起祷告。
We pray together.
我祷告中啊，就奉主的名赶走撒旦。
In our prayers, I cast out the demon in the name of Lord Jesus.
撒旦要离开他，还有一番争执。
And for Satan to leave, and there was some
struggle as well. 好不容易找到可以住进去的这个人啊，新房啊，哎呀，我出去我舍不得啊。
For demons to find a place to rest, and then for them to leave, need some struggle.
感谢主，耶稣交代说，奉我的名，连鬼都服了，真的是这样的。
But Jesus told her, in His name, the demon will also leave.
把我们祷告完了。
And after our prayer,
他又变回了原来的他，真的，他本来就很温柔，而且是一个非常不错的青年。
And he transformed back his original self.
就这么一点点不注意，你看鬼就来了。
And just for careless.For a little bit, and he turned into the saint. And we praise the Lord.
这些看到的信徒啊，他们就说：“田传道，你赶鬼怎么小小声，鬼就赶了？”
And the other believers was wondering, with a gentle voice, the demon left.
我说：“对啊，奉主耶稣的名，是使耶稣的名有力量啊。”
I told him, I only used the name of Jesus.
那我说：“不然怎么赶？”
Otherwise, there's
我们看到很多人在赶的时候，声音好大声，啊！主耶稣的名，撒旦的权柄。哎，喊到后来没有声音了，鬼还没走啊。声音没有了，就干脆用摔跤的。我说那个不是圣经的方法了哈。It's not correct method in Bible.
Some other would cast out a demon with loud voice, but in
the same way.
They ended up fighting with the
我说啊，首先
the demon possessed.
我也不知道他讲谁。
I didn't realize.
大概有这方面感觉的应该都是大概某一个圣公以上的人啊。
Most likely these are, they have a certain rank.
我说喊得越大声，喊到那个沙哑的鬼不出去的那个是怕。因为这个怕。
Afraid.
他害怕，所以才叫那么大声赶啊。
Those who shouted loudly because they have fear in their own heart.
那要去打他那个，他怕对方鬼先打他，他先打。
For those who fight with the demon possessed because they fear they will get hit.
对神的应许也要有信心的，对神的话要信心的，这你做出去才是神同在。
So you need to have faith in God's word.
耶稣才会悦纳你的
，and God will receive us.
所以这个神的真理真的是我们的宝藏
，and God's truth is our treasure.
一定要想尽办法去学习努力明白它。
We need to set our mind to really understand.
我们真的照耶稣的吩咐啊，哎，这样赶，他就平安了，整个家里得到很大的照顾。
What we did was according to Jesus' promise.
所以要享受真正的平安
，to experience true peace.
第一个要真正完全清楚的认识神。
The first point is truly know God.
第二个
，and second point,
要亲近神同在的教会。
We need to come close, come near.
真的有圣灵
，the true church that has the Holy Spirit and the truth.
有神迹奇事同在的教会。
And it has the miracle.
第三个
，and the third point,
要喜爱明白神的律法。
We need to love His word, love His law.
这三个方向真的神应许要给平安的生活。
If we can pursue after these three points, we will experience truth.
所以在这个节骨眼，我们灵修会啊，特别跟大家这样讲。
So during this spiritual cultivation seminar, I will
encourage you. 要想真正得着重新得力
，so that we can renew our strength.
就必须要追求过一个有神同在、赏赐、享受真正的平安生活。
We need to pursue these three points, then we can truly experience
the
peace. And we can have a peaceful life, also experience.
遭遇患难、痛苦、操练，也要生出来平安生活的见证。
Even when we go through trials, we still have peace in
our heart.
Then we can be content in any situation. And may God bless you all.